Ryan, we'll come on to you personally in a second and being back involved. But first of all, the mood in the dressing room after a late goal like that must be pretty tough to take.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's down. I thought first half we didn't really play as well as we should. Gaffer told us that. Second half, I thought before the red card, I thought we played very well. I could see a goal coming. And then obviously when the red the card came about, we need to change formation, change, go into block, change our like game rules and stuff. So they got their goal, but I think we could have done better. But it's the Premier League for you. One little mistake and it's cost us. But no, the lads are obviously down, but we'll get back up and train well this week and go again.
Mentally, how easy is it to refocus yourself quickly when the disappointment of seeing the red card and just realising you've got 15, 20 minutes to hang on with 10 men?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you need to change certain things. Like we normally, we're a pressing team, but we work on blocking as well and training every day, so we know how to do it. But it was just, I don't know. Obviously, when the red card came, we were doing well in the shuffle and the block, but they got their chance and they scored it, so...
Yeah, there weren't too many breaks either for you. You had a couple of scrambles at the end, a couple of shots blocked and things. It wouldn't quite bounce for you up there.
No, I mean, with 10 men, we could have scored. And obviously, Kingy had a shot. But I thought, honestly, after half-time, Gaffer told us to go back out there and do better. And I thought we dominated possession. We were getting the shots away. We were getting crossed into the box. We were doing a lot better. And obviously, that one moment changed the game. But
yeah, it's easy to forget, of course, because you've been at the club for so many years, that today was your Premier League debut. So from that point of view, personally, how big a day was it?
Yeah, obviously a massive day. I spent years trying to get to this moment, and obviously I got told yesterday that I'd be making my debut, so I've had little time to adjust to it, but I thought I'd done all right, and hopefully there's more to come.
And what about it? Because from where we were, it looked a very big pitch out there today.
Yeah, it was massive. Yeah, they made it big as well, but it was nice to play on pitch. Was nice, and obviously the atmosphere was massive because it was their first game in the Premier League. But I thought we first half, I mean, we got the fans a little bit frustrated, a little bit, and because they didn't have much chances. I mean, it was a game of a few chances, but obviously they got their one brick.
You played in the Championship last season, of course, switching for Bournemouth before that. What differences did you notice today having a last game in the Premier League?
It's hard to put your finger on, really. I mean, it's more tactical. Teams sit off you more. You maybe get... probably prefer Premier League. I mean, teams just sit off. You can get more little pockets, more space on the ball and stuff to run at people. But when you do run at people, you get better defenders so at this level. So it's just... I'll just take it in my stride, and hopefully I start next week, so we'll see.
I know you had a little knock last week, but given some of the quality that's in the squad as well that's been here last season in the Premier League, were you pleasantly surprised when you got the nod?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think I'd travel, so no, it was a big moment. We went through shaping, and normally Tinners takes out the bibs for the subs, and we run through things. I'd normally just put in my hand, right, give me my subs bench, Tinners, or my squad thing, but no, I was surprisingly... being picked to play, and obviously it's a massive achievement for myself.
And finally going to Morecambe in the week, obviously then Palace away. You're staying on the road for the week now for the next couple of games. It's a way has suited this team in the past now. Is Morecambe a good chance just to get that win on the board in any competition?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know what the gaffer will do with the team, if he'll keep the team or if he changes the team. He normally changes it, but you never know. I mean, we need a win to get that confidence back up, but I'm sure if he didn't play any of the players today, and whatever team he chooses against Crystal Palace, they'll do the job. So we'll come back stronger. I mean, we've got a week of training. Obviously, I don't know if the lads will travel or what's going to happen this week. So, but we'll focus on both games and take them as it comes.
And just very finally about your injury coming back. Obviously, I know you came back to Bournemouth for a lot of your recovery as well. There's quite a few other lads who had injuries as well. What's it been like the last few months recovering, if you like?
I mean, it was hard. I was supposed to be out for 4 weeks and I ended up 5 months. So. It was, I obviously came back, I wanted to push things as a young lad, getting back to Ipswich, I wanted to play games, pulled it, my hamstring again. And then after that, I pulled it again, tried to get back. So after that, I spoke to Eddie and was like, we just need to cancel the loan and just focus on it, and now my hamstring's better. So we should have done that in the first place, but that's what young minds do.
And have you got a lot to Ipswich to thank for, because giving you that run of competitive games?
Oh, of course, yeah, I owe them massive. I mean, I played, well, when I was there, I played most games. They showed me a different side of football. I mean, to Bournemouth, I mean, the nitty-gritty side, like when we go down to 10 men defending. I weren't really great at defending when I left, so they got me that. I mean, just there's different little bits that help my game. I mean, I was too nice back then. I have seen changes, and the gaffer seen changes as well, and it's all positive.
Finally, despite the result, you go home tonight. Ryan Fraser was a Premier League player, which no one can ever take away from you now.
No, exactly. No, I'll be writing the phone to my dad because they're pleased for me and stuff like that. So, it's a good one to take away.